thousands of Michigan households and businesses that use propane gas continue to be squeezed by a shortage of the fuel. The scarcity stems in part from a large and unusually wet fall harvest. Farmers who had to dry crops before storage used more of the fuel than usual and lowered reserves. And that shortage has been worsened by our unusually cold winter. The situation has led to dramatic fluctuations in propane gas prices, along with concerns about price gouging and customers going without heat. Now, last Friday, we sent Current State's Kevin Lavery to DeWitt to talk with propane customer John Kelly about how the situation's playing out for him.
So how many square feet is your home? Does it require a lot of propane to heat?
No, it doesn't. We're small. It's a 960-square-foot home. Full basement, but we don't live in the basement. Propane tank's right over there. We use probably 800 to 1,000 gallons a year, and that's for heat and hot water, clothes dryer. I'm opening the lid on the tank, and we see we've got just over 45%, 46%.
And this was refilled as recently as?
2 days ago. And it wasn't filled. I got 150 gallons. So.
And when do you anticipate having to get another shipment out here?
I talked to the guy that delivered. He had no idea. He said, call them when I get down to 20%. So I'm trusting them.
But no guarantee once that happens that there'll be a truck or some propane.
Well, this company's been great. I'm happy with them, but you're right. No guarantee. Now, this is one tank that I have for my home. I have another tank behind this building for my business. And that's the one that I'm not able to get propane for flat out right now. I don't need it, but if I did, I'd be in a heap of trouble.
Propane customer John Kelly of DeWitt there, along with Current State's Kevin Lavery. Now, to update this story and to take a look ahead, we're joined by Judy Pal now, spokeswoman for the Michigan Public Service Commission. Welcome, Judy.
Hello.
Can you put the shortage in some kind of context here for us? How much lower are reserves compared to normal, let's say?
Reserves in the region are down 46% compared to last year at this time. So it's a significant decrease in supply.
And how is that playing out exactly? I mean, we just heard John Kelly's situation. He's got less in his tank than he probably does ordinarily. Is it playing out that way for most folks?
The shortage is a statewide problem. It is more pronounced in the Upper Peninsula, especially the Western Upper Peninsula. With regard to customers in the Lower Peninsula, we are told that most dealers do have an adequate supply. So that is a good news, and they're expected to keep supply to help customers avoid running out at this point.
Now, I alluded to some demand pressures a few minutes ago. Apparently, last fall, the harvest was unusually wet and more propane was consumed than normal just to dry out those crops before
right.
they could
Michigan,
be stored.
Michigan farmers don't use propane to do that. Very few in Michigan do that. However, other states rely heavily on it. And this is a regional problem. There are 35 states that have propane emergencies in place right now. So even if our farmers are not the heavy users of propane, like other states are, we're all affected by that. But that kicked off the difficulty back in the fall, followed immediately by bitter cold temperatures. You recall the polar vortex hit. Followed by heavy snowfall. And this is a fuel that's transported via truck. And so now they have to deal with additional challenges to get the supply where it's needed. So that it is a regional problem, and we're one of 35 states that have declared emergencies.
Here in Michigan, Judy, is it more of a demand problem or more of a supply problem?
It's a supply problem. There is a shortage. And so we did at the Public Service Commission put out a news release a few weeks ago indicating that tight supplies are out there and that A couple weeks ago, that tight supply was expected to be even tighter as a facility in the Upper Peninsula was not going to be receiving product to make propane. And so they actually did run out in Rapid River, Michigan at this facility a couple weeks ago. The reason was that a facility in Wisconsin was installing new pumps, and so the pipeline that supplies them was not moving product that they need to make propane. So those pumps were installed, and the good news is those new pumps are moving more product. And they actually, a week ago, started making propane available to customers again in the Upper Peninsula, a full day ahead of schedule. So that was a little bright spot. But they are operating at full speed. However, they're still sending trucks to Alto, Michigan, which is near Grand Rapids, as well as Superior, Wisconsin. Truckers are going as far as Texas to get supply, and as you can imagine, that adds to the time it takes to get back. There are some other difficulties when trucks go through multi states like that. They each have their own weight restriction. So some of them were going to Texas, but maybe only being able to get filled maybe two-thirds because the states in between Michigan and Texas had more stringent weight restrictions in place. So the governor has announced that he is directing the Michigan Department of Transportation to work with the federal government on this and attempt to get a waiver in place to allow trucks to be fully loaded when they come back to Michigan.
They have to go all the way to Texas, though.
Yes.
That is why is Texas so special? Why
they are a major hub. The other location is in Kansas, and Kansas's price was significantly higher than the Texas price. So that is why they are going long, long distances to get supply. And we're not the only state that's sending trucks that far. It is many of the 35 states with the emergency are also sending trucks that far.
There are a lot of links in this chain, obviously. Last week, the state police told MERS News that they had no reports of people losing their heat to homes because of the propane shortage. Has that changed since then? Are you aware?
As of Friday, where there was another meeting, the state police still had not heard from any actual residential customers who ran out.
Okay. Overall, do you expect this situation to get worse before it gets better?
We expect supplies to remain tight. There are some bright spots, however, but we are still cautious. The plant in the Upper Peninsula is working. The supplies in West Texas are being diverted to the Midwest because they know it's needed here. The New England states that were heavily affected by this problem actually started receiving imports from Europe. So they are in better shape, which means there's less pressure on the Midwest. So that's a good thing. Pipeline operators are prioritizing propane batches on pipelines. So that's getting moved more frequently. And then, the Lower Peninsula dealers have told us that they expect supplies to be available. So that is the good news. But there's still a lot of price volatility in the market. The facility I mentioned in Kansas was, the wholesale price was as high as $5 a couple weeks ago. So that has significantly dropped to the $2.42 range.
Are you concerned about price gouging? I mean,
we have had reports of from customers who consider prices to be way out of line. And so the Attorney General does have a division that takes complaints on that. And they have a toll-free number that folks can call at 877-765-8388. And they will investigate any complaints.
I spoke over the weekend and on Friday with Joe Ross of the Michigan Propane Gas Association, who represents the retailers who sell propane gas. And when I asked him about price gouging, he claimed that the propane sector is extremely competitive. But he says, and this gets a little wonky here, but he says there's always a roll of the dice by suppliers before the heating season when they determine how much they'll need. And if too many buy too little, then they're forced to buy on the open market or spot market, I believe, which is a lot more expensive. And that is in play here with these price fluctuations.
Yes, we've heard the same thing. If a dealer wise, they take care of things beforehand. There are other people who like to play it a little more risky and buy on the spot market, and they are probably the ones who are having the difficulties.
Missouri Senator Mike Parson said the propane industry should have been better prepared for this. Does he have a point there? Is he right?
Well, that is something that I'm sure they are reviewing. You know, Michigan does not regulate propane. The Public Service Commission does not regulate, but we do monitor the propane markets, the energy markets, to make sure Michigan has supply, regardless of the kind of energy. So it was our staff who, back in December, first alerted Governor Snyder's office about the situation. And so he, at that time, did issue an executive order declaring a propane emergency, and since then has issued two more. As recently as Friday, a third was issued. So that allows for hours of service waivers to be in place, meaning that truck drivers can drive longer than they normally can.
Okay. We're talking with Judy Powell now of the Michigan Public Service Commission about the propane gas shortage and concerns over that here on Current State. As long as there is a shortage or disruptions in supply, Judy, what should propane customers expect?
We do advise customers to be very wise about their propane usage, reduce usage. We have tips on our michigan.gov/bewinterwise website that allows folks to look at different things they can do, many of which are cheap or even free, to reduce their usage. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but it is wise to continue to be very aware of how much you have left to get through the winter heating season.
Now, the governor just declared another emergency, as you said, or extended the emergency back on Friday. What are the other ramifications to that? I know you mentioned some of the measures he's pursuing with the other states. Are there other ramifications to that?
Well, the governor's doing what he can to make sure that the supply issue is addressed. One thing is the hours of service waiver for the truckers. Another thing he's asking is for the federal government to put weight restriction waivers in place so that a truck going to Texas from Michigan can come back fully loaded. And so that is something that's underway.
Okay.
Of course, we have a particular concern about low-income customers. Some of them, we have heard reports, are saying that they have a minimum purchase required. Perhaps they want to switch companies, and they have a tank from a different company, and traditionally a new company can't fill another company's tank.
Yes.
So that is being looked at, I believe, by the Propane Association, and customers should contact them to find out if there's something they can do to get a different tank and set up business with another dealer.
That all stems from Michigan's container safety law, which, as you explained, prohibits retailers from filling a competitor's tank. And this gets back to a conversation I had with Joe Ross over the weekend, again, Michigan Propane Gas Association. That when a company contracts with a user, it's assumed that company knows that system the best, and that switching suppliers involves some degree of risk, hence the law.
Yes, so that's in place. I am told that a new company could drop off one of their tanks on a person's property, and so you would actually have two for a while anyway. So that is an option. We have had some reports where dealers are not taking new customers, though, that they have contracts in place to serve their existing customers, and they may opt, based on how much supply they have, to limit that to existing customers. So that is something else that customers may encounter.
Well, Joe Ross emphasized to me that that customers can contact the MPGA to verify some of these situations. If needed, I guess, Joe says the law does allow a company or a tank owner to provide written permission for another company to fill their tanks.
Yes, that's what I heard as well last week. So that is another option if they get that written permission.
Okay, that's worth keeping in mind. Does the commission have any better idea after the Friday meeting how long this shortage might last?
It will be something that we continue to meet on for the coming weeks, is my impression, certainly this week. And temperatures are still very cold, so we're using a lot more fuel this winter. Even natural gas customers are using 27% more just because of the cold temperatures.
Judy Palnow is a spokesperson for the Michigan Public Service Commission. We've been keeping an eye on Michigan's propane gas shortage and will continue to do so. Judy, thanks for the information.
You're welcome.